You ban something and people want it right away. That's how you do it, Craig. Right? Well, no, that's what it is, right? You take.
You're right about that.
Well, you didn't acknowledge that.
Maybe we could ban the morning show.
I didn't want to go that far. We got lots to go on with this morning here on the first day of fall, the official first day of fall, as we continue on. Craig, I got it right. Our next guest is joining us. He's the head of communications at Grammarly, Senka Hadzimiradovic. Good morning, Senka. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Let's get in people in for more who are maybe not familiar with Grammarly. Tell us a little bit about that product.
Yes, absolutely. So Grammarly has a digital writing assistant that's used by around 30 million people every day to help ensure their writing is not only accurate, but also more compelling and easier to read. And there's a free version of the product that gives feedback on, you guessed it, grammar, spelling, and punctuation. And then there's a premium version, which is a paid plan that offers a lot more robust feedback on your writing. It can help with word choice, writing style, and it can even help identify passages that may need citations. So it's got a plagiarism checker, and that's, you know, especially great for students, for example.
Wow, it's interesting. And I guess in one sense, it sort of takes things that you should know and make it better, but also it's a learning tool, I would assume, because the more things change, you can kind of see and go, oh, that's how I can make the sentence improve, or these are the ways that I can kind of make, as you say, more compelling. So it's not just sort of a do the work for me, but it also kind of, I would assume, has sort of a learning aspect to it.
Absolutely. So, you know, Grammarly was actually created about 11 years ago in tandem with professors. So it had that, we've had that learning mindset from the start. And one of my favorite things is that Grammarly's writing assistant doesn't just make suggestions. It explains the suggestions. So you can learn along with it, whether you're a student or parent of a student who's trying to explain to their child why you know, maybe they may want to fix a certain sentence. You learn along with it, which is great.
Well, parents are learning along with their students, or I was going to say their students, their children, but I guess they're one and the same these days when they're doing tutoring. They're taking on different roles, and I guess talk a little bit about something, Grammarly Premium, and how that's helping out and you're looking at.
Yes, absolutely. So Grammarly provides feedback. Grammarly Premium provides feedback in across four categories of writing. So there's correctness, which we talked about. That's all your grammar, spelling, punctuation, kind of the writing mechanics, the things that you need, you know, as a baseline when you're writing to get right. The second is clarity. So these are all suggestions relating to clear writing, conciseness, the complexity of your sentences, how readable are they, how understandable are they. The third is engagement. And this is really all about making your writing, well, you guessed it, more engaging. So this is varying your word choice, your vocabulary, thinking about how you can entice the reader to want to learn to read more. And then the fourth is delivery. So delivery is when we think about when you're writing something, somebody's reading it, what's the tone? How's it coming across? Is there confidence in your writing? Is there a lot of hedging language where you maybe sound a little bit more unsure than you'd like to? Is it too formal or not formal enough? Is it polite? You know, could you improve your communication if you're shooting an email that you may want to make sure is reflective of what it is that you actually want to say to, let's say, a teacher if you're a parent asking about their student?
How does it or does it work for different ages? So I'm a first grader typing seek, spot, run, and all of a sudden I've got some sort of 12-page essay about it. I mean, how does that balance based on the child learning ability into what needs to be done?
Sure. So I think one thing that's great about Grammarly is that, you know, it's helpful to everyone. You know, if you're younger, you definitely want parental supervision of any product that's being used, right? And again, the good thing about Grammarly is that you're learning along with it. You're not just kind of making these changes willy-nilly. You know, as you get older, probably you're more independent in sort of the work that you do. And especially with parents, you know, as you mentioned, being teachers these days, I think the great thing about sort of pairing a parent with Grammarly is that your child has an opportunity to not just learn while using Grammarly, but beyond. So, for example, you might run your child's work through Grammarly Premium, and you know, the student will get these suggestions based on these four categories. And you can kind of, through that, help figure out where your child may need the most help. So no matter, you know, what age they are, there may be a way to see, you know, and help them and empower them to improve rather than scold or criticize. I think kind of going back to my point around how Grammarly was founded and what we really believe in, it's that you're learning along with it, right? That every suggestion has an explanation. And it's all about progress, not perfection. So there are some tips that I'd be happy to share.
Go ahead. What do you have for us?
Yeah. So one thing that, you know, you can do with Grammarly is when you're looking at the suggestions that it provides, because it's through these categories, correctness, clarity, engagement, and delivery, you'll see as you're writing that there are different colored underlines for each of these. And one thing that you can do as a parent is look at which category has the most suggestions for your students, and then go through each to see where they can improve next time. So, for example, it may be that they misspell a certain word frequently, and you can kind of call that out and kind of monitor to see, you know, have they grasped this piece, or that they're prone to run-on sentences, you know, and can pay attention more to those kinds of things in their writing. The second thing is going back to paper. So with Grammarly, you can actually print out a report. So you can print a PDF of a document that may have been edited by the Grammarly editor with these underlines that I just mentioned with the suggestions, and step away from the electronics. Let your child work through why each underline is there, and see how they can fix it, right? So you can kind of see, have they picked up on, why might this suggestion have come up and what would I do to fix it? And that's, you know, just another way that they can track areas of improvement for themselves that's a little bit more engaging, that, you know, also gets you away from the computer for a little bit. And the third, and I mentioned this sort of at the beginning too, is just remember that writing is a work in progress, and remind not just your child of that, but yourself of this. So it's all about staying curious and engaged and growing as a writer, and that's really all part of the process.
The confidence, I think, is what can build from that, which then opens up your creativity that allows that to come through. Sometimes you block it from your brain to the page because you kind of censor yourself before you have a chance to put it out there. But just like any writing, I guess you have rough, you know, many drafts to get to the final product.
Absolutely. Yeah, you have to start somewhere. And you know, we're very passionate at Grammarly, obviously, about writing, but I will say that the hardest thing is just to start. So just start. Just get it out there, right? And we'll help you do the editing.
And is it better than just sometimes when my daughter would have given me something and I put pen marks, it's almost like me saying, that's wrong, that's wrong, that's wrong. I'm offering suggestions, you know, divide the sentence here, maybe put these together. This provides a sort of, it's a buffer. There's another an AI, as it were, that's providing this information that may take more responsibility, or at least your child may, you know, respond better to. If people want to find out more about this or get involved, where's a good place to get some of that?
Yes. So you can go to Grammarly.com, Grammarly.com. There's also a lot of resources at Grammarly.com/blog. So we have a blog. Just recently we published a blog post particularly around how parents can help their child in this process. But there are a lot of other pieces of information that folks can find on there.
There's a lot of ways people are using technology to help them through this time and make their students a better student and feel more confident as their tutor, teacher, and parent as well. Seca, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing with us today.
Thank you. It was great to be here. Have a great day.